What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're going to go out to the hotline right now. Someone that's covering this Chiefs and Texans showdown on Saturday here in KC is Sarah Walsh, NFL Network reporter. You can see Sarah on NFL Network's NFL Game Day morning, Saturday at 11 a.m. KC time. Sarah, it's great to have you on the show. I got to ask, though, you got the winter gear ready to roll? It's going to be a little cold on Saturday here in KC.
Guys, let me set the scene for you, and you're about to hate me, but I live in Tampa, Florida, and I am getting the kids ready for school this morning, and the weatherman says we're not going to get out of the 60s today, and my son, who's 8 years old, I'm not kidding, he goes, oh my God, what are we going to do? And when he said that, I was like, okay, I have raised weather-soft children just like myself, and they have zero comprehension about what I'm going to go into when I get to Kansas City tomorrow. But so, like, this is the household I live in that they don't know if they can function leaving the house when it's not going to get out of the 60s today.
Like, they're going to want a heated vest
for me.
They want a heated vest just to get out of the 60?
We actually do wear heated vests. It's 60. I'm not kidding. I know. You guys, I am not qualified to be covering this, in terms of the temperature out there. I can cover the game, but yeah, no, this is going to be like a harsh reality. Like, we've got the heated vest getting ready to get packed. I got some new, heated hand things that I'm going to test out. It's going to be great.
As far as Kansas City goes, I know it's a divisional round game, so we try not to take them too lightly, even in Kansas City, because playoff games are playoff games. But as far as comfort goes, I don't feel like it gets much more comfortable for the Chiefs than this. They're at home. They're a heavy favorite against a team that's never gotten out of the divisional round. This is a round in which they've been nearly perfect. Is this one of those games you think from the outside it's easy to just feel incredibly comfortable for Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I think what would help them be a little bit uncomfortable is when you watch what the Texans did last week, because obviously, there was a lot of people saying that the Chargers were going to just blow through them. They have not had, obviously, the Texans have had issues and had lulls at times this season. But when you see what that defense did, you know, and the league does such a good job with parity, and I know this is hard to sell to a Kansas City audience when you guys have just literally dominated everything the last couple of years here in the NFL. But, you know, that whole idea of Evan any given Sunday, I think when you see the speed at which this Texans defense plays, and I think also when you look at, and this will, I'm sure the message inside that Chiefs building is how many close games that they've played, right? And if you would have lost one of them, and they're so good in those situations, right? And if you would have lost one of them, it wouldn't have mattered. They'd still be in the spot that they're in, but you can't do that now, right? So I don't think, yes, you're right in terms of, is it comfortable? It's comfortable weather-wise for them. It's comfortable crowd-wise for them. It's comfortable in terms of experience for them. All of those things. They're getting Kansas City getting guys healthy at the right time. Yes, it should all add up to a Kansas City win, but I think this is, you know, part of the reason Andy Reid is so good at what he does is I don't think for a second those guys are allowing those thoughts to be entertained as much as the rest of us are.
We're talking to Sarah Walsh, NFL Network reporter here on 96.5 The Fan. For us, looking at the Texans, whether it was last week's game or we all know they played each other back in week 16, for the Texans to pull off what we think would be one of the biggest upsets in the last decade in the NFL, frankly, considering everything that's going on in a three-peat campaign, this Texans team is going to have to force multiple turnovers. Maybe they don't need four interceptions like they got off of Herbert, but how do you see that being the form? Is that the formula, I guess, for the Texans to maybe make this thing really interesting?
I think it's fair to say that they would have to play the greatest game they've ever played. C.J. Stroud would have to play out of his mind, which is not impossible, right? Things like that have happened. But he can't have an average performance. He can't even have a really good performance. I mean, he would have to be out of his mind, I think, to pull that off. I think he understands that. Everything, and I said this last night on NFL Network, it's so cliche to say it comes down to turnovers, but at this time of year, It absolutely does. And they were just there in week 16. CJ turned it over twice. Patrick Mahomes didn't turn it over at all, and he hasn't turned it over in quite a while. I think what you're seeing out of a Kansas City team where people had a lot of questions about them, which is crazy considering how many wins they have. But, you know, there were times this year that people had questions. Well, is this the same kind of Kansas City team? They sort of get it together at the right time. And that's what the best teams do. They win it in the moment you have to win it. This team can step on your throats when they need to step on your throats. And they have this veteran leadership from Andy, from Mahomes, from that whole group. So I don't think anything is completely impossible, and I do think that Texans defense is really good. I do think they can force things, but I think you're asking a lot of CJ Stroud to come in there and do what it would take to win that game. You know, and I think the Chiefs are multiple on offense in a way that the Texans are going to have to be, but you know, we know it's Nico Collins. We know it's Joe Mixon. And then after that, there's going to have to be some factor we're not really talking about that would have to do damage, because I'm assuming if I'm Steve Spagnuolo and I'm this Chiefs defense, you're looking at those two guys and CJ Stroud and you say, we got to take away them. So now who else is going to beat us? And I think that's what the Texans would have to come up with an answer for.
What do you attribute to the struggles for CJ Stroud this year? Just like normal, the league's got tape on you, sophomore stuff. It's mostly on the offensive line. His plays decline, because obviously he doesn't look as good this year as he did in his rookie year. Although the yardage and touchdowns are kind of similar. It's the interceptions that are up. Where do you think his decline in play is coming from?
Well, some of it, they've had a banged up line. They've had a really banged up line. I don't know what his sack numbers are in front. He's been sacked a ton. I want to say like 52 times or something he's been sacked this year. That doesn't help. You know, he had such a breakout season last year that, you know, I to your point, people start to adjust. There isn't tape on him. So I think it's a myriad of things, but I don't think it's a situation where this guy doesn't have the potential and is still going to be really good. I mean, he's really young, and he's been asked to lead this team. And I think last year there was sort of that surprise, right? You go back to the Jags like a couple years ago. I mean, remember they were down and out, and then they went on this amazing run and they get into the playoffs and Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are going to be the next thing, right? And it hasn't been that again. So I think when we talk about the drop off of CJ Stroud, I don't think it's as big of a gap as people, you know, sort of make it out to be. But then like, and look at who he's having to go up against. I mean, he's having to go into Arrowhead, which I mean, nobody can get it. The best of the best haven't been able to get it done there. So I don't think the drop off is as severe. I think he's going to have to use his legs on Saturday. I think they know that. And I mean, he's going to have to make play. I mean, the best play they had in the last game on offense was a play that was really a broken play and he turned it into something.
How difficult
do you have to have some lucky bounces go your way?
You mentioned like how good Houston's defense is. How difficult is it to guard the Chiefs right now in your mind with Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce at all? Obviously, they're very deep on the offensive side. How difficult is it to just like coverage-wise guard them?
Well, I think it's difficult because of the names that you just named. And then I think it's difficult because Patrick Mahomes, because you could throw out some other names and Patrick Mahomes is going to make something happen to them. And I think that's therein lies the problem. It's like when we just talked about the Texans and you go, okay, Joe Mixon and Nico Collins, and like, here's these two guys. And like, this is very, you know, black and white in terms of like, here's, we got to cover. It's just the manner and the multiple ways in which Kansas City gets it done. And when you look at all these championships, like, it's been built on offense some years. This defense has been incredible. They just do so many different things, different ways. And then Patrick, you know, D'Amico Ryan's talked about how hard he is to sack and how this guy can always go to this short pass and they can always draw. I mean, he's, you know, sort of that like broken down play, which was the crux of the Texans last week, where it breaks down and CJ Stroud picks it up on a bounce and throws it. I mean, Patrick Mahomes does that regularly and you can't defend against that, right? I mean, like they didn't draw that up. The Chargers aren't like, oh, here's what's going to happen. And we've just seen Patrick Mahomes. He's so comfortable in situations like that. So when you say how difficult is it to defend, I mean, I think it kind of all goes back to Mahomes there, because you can put out a litany of superstars in which they have had in the past and they have, and then you can go to unknowns. And I think when you have a guy that's as talented as he is, he's going to find a way to make those guys look like superstars. And so therein lies the problem with guarding a guy like that. Now, I think that secondary on Houston's really good. They're opportunistic. They have guys that will make plays. Obviously, we've seen it. And, you know, the other positive thing for them is they didn't just do it last week against Herbert, and that's obviously getting all the attention. I mean, they made Jared Goff look silly. Jared Goff's a really good quarterback, right? They've done it to some pretty big names this year. So I think that's what they pride themselves on. I think that's going to be tough. I think that's still going to be a challenge for the Chiefs. I just don't know if offensively Stroud and those guys can make enough plays against the Kansas City defense.
Couple more minutes here with Sarah Walsh from NFL Network. Again, you can see Sarah on NFL Network's NFL Game Day morning Saturday at 11 a.m. How do you compare, I guess, what we're experiencing right now with the Chiefs' run? We know they're going for a three-peat. It's never been done in the Super Bowl era in the NFL. And then, I don't know if you were at NFL Network during the Patriots years, but you obviously were or followed that closely in some extent. Way fans and media covered the Chiefs versus then, is it just as... Here we see what we think sometimes are conspiracy theories, et cetera, that get thrown out about, you know, and all this, and we kind of roll our eyes. Is it just as simple as, hey, the Chiefs are winning, the Patriots won, people didn't like them either? I'm curious from your perspective how you view the way these teams are viewed as well.
Are you asking me if they're like the bad guys of the league now?
Yeah, for sure.
Like everyone's again, well, so when the Patriots were like really in the heyday of their run, I was at ESPN and it was all Patriots all the time. And again, some of that is, I mean, Tom Brady, right? And it's the same thing with you guys. And I think it's just, I think the narrative is funny in the sense of you can be the underdog, right? And everyone can be for you. And that first Chiefs victory, like, you know, like, look, oh, shucks, this is great. And this is out in the Midwest. And look at Patrick Mahomes. And I think collectively, you know, everyone was happy, right? Good guy, good team, good people, all these things. And then you win two, and it's like, okay, well, that's cool. Like, they repeated, and then you do it again. I mean, when you're looking, some of these stats, as I'm, like, getting ready for this game, I mean, it's insane to think that, like, they're going for their seventh AFC championship game. Like, I mean, that's all you know. And I remember, I'll give you, like, here's an example. Tom Brady comes to Tampa, and then I was covering them for NFL Network here in Tampa. And I remember, and the Bucs, it had been a long stretch since they had been in the postseason. There were so many guys on this team, big names that like had been there like 7-8 years, never even sniffed the playoffs. And I remember after they got like a hat and t-shirt, and it wouldn't have been for the conference championship. It might have been for the division, or maybe going to the plus. But there was some point where like I'm on the field and they get a hat and t-shirt, and they're like, "Oh, we want to take pictures." And Gronk's like, I just remember him going like, "For what?" And we're like, oh, this is a big deal. And, like, it didn't even, like, occur to him. Like, unless it was the Super Bowl, like, it didn't even occur to them because that's how far into this stretch of, like, they win all the time. Like, it wasn't a big deal to win the division. It wasn't a big deal to get in the playoffs. It's not even a big deal to get to the, like, championship game. They're just like, oh, yeah, like, whatever, we're supposed to put this on. Like, they didn't care anymore in the sense of, like, the goals are bigger, right? And so... I think once you, though, start dominating, well, then everyone, you sort of lose that, like, aw, shucks. And so now you go from being sort of this favorite that everyone loves to everyone wants to see you get toppled. And I think that, I don't think that's an anti-Kansas City thing. I don't think it's an anti-New England thing. I think it's a sports thing, right? Like, when someone just starts to dominate, you want to knock them off the pedestal. And I think that collectively that's, like, probably what you're seeing in Kansas City. And then I think... the manner in which they've gotten stuff done this year, everyone's like, oh, we had them, but nobody has them. Like, that's the thing. Like, how many times have they won in close games? And if it comes down to the final, you know, ticks of that clock, you're like, they're going to win. Like, I mean, they just do it. They do it all the time. I was at the Chiefs-Panthers game in Carolina, and Panthers are desperate for a win. And imagine if they could knock off the Chiefs. This was earlier this year. And of course the Chiefs, I mean, there are no moral victories, right? So how many teams can sit there and go, oh, we came so close. And it just doesn't matter because at the end, they just take care of business. And so I think there's so many people out there that are just like waiting for them to get knocked off. And like, it just doesn't, it hasn't happened. And the Texans have I agree with you. It would be one of the biggest upsets that we have seen in an incredibly long time if Kansas City doesn't win that game on Saturday.
Real quick, Sarah, who do you think, if the Chiefs win, who do you think could be coming to Arrowhead next week? Because Sunday night's game is going to be incredible, I think, between the Bills and Ravens.
Oh, my God, it's going to be incredible. I have had times, more than once, having seen the Ravens this year, that I had this feeling of, like, I think this is it. Like, I think this is finally their year. I have had those, like, I'm the worst. Like, don't ask me for brief. I've had moments with the Bills where I'm like, this has got to be Josh Allen's year. I'm going to go Josh Allen. I think it's the Bills there. And then I think like it just feels like everyone's talking about that game. I can't even imagine if it's Bills and Chiefs, and I'll be right. I would assume I'd be right back in Arrowhead the following week too if that happened. It would be incredible. But if you're asking me, like I think Josh Allen would be there.
All right, well, pack the cold weather gear because it's definitely not going to be 60 on Saturday morning. That's for sure.
Well, actually, it's true. It's not going to get out of the 60. So it's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, exact same thing. Sarah, appreciate the time. Safe travels to KC.
Thanks, guys.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.